funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
It's a cheerful day.
No, it's not. You're full of
We are all so crabby today.
Nope, I'm happy.
No, you're not.
I'm so happy.
You are telling yourself you are, but we both know you're not because you didn't sleep, Kathleen.
I know, I didn't go to bed last night.
I know.
Why didn't you go to bed last night?
I was working on a really cool vlog that's on ElvisDuran.com for Danielle from The Big Show about her top three beauty picks.
Cool.
Yes. So, yes. So this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany. This is Kathleen.
Hello.
Sam.
Salutations.
And
I don't know why I like that word.
It's a good word.
Wait, that is like a fancy word.
It's Charlotte's Web. Come on now.
Salutations.
And when you sing it, it makes it better.
It's an old-timey word.
Salutations.
Does you feel fancy when you say it?
For sure. There's some old-timey things that need to be brought back. Like, I've already brought back the parasol.
Yes.
You last time you walked with the parasol with the two of us, you apologized and asked permission.
Yeah.
Like, does this embarrass the either
right.
of you?
Right. And really, I'm at the point now, like, if this was happening today, I wouldn't care
anymore.
No,
you
wouldn't care anymore. My skin likes the protection from the evil, evil sun.
Okay.
Evening capes?
Evening capes need to come back.
You
for
brought
sure.
back kimonos, but then you got rid of your kimonos.
Yes. Yeah, I was worried that I was, what's the word, when you are...
Extra?
No, when you... No.
Beyonce?
When you're taking on somebody else's culture.
Cultural
appropriation.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah, I was concerned I was culturally appropriating the kimonos, so I actually got rid of my kimonos.
Gotcha.
But I am trying to bring back the cape, for sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'll let you guys know how that goes.
I know this is not related, but my husband has Jewish family.
Yeah.
And whenever there's a funeral, I always feel fancy when I say we're going to sit Shiva.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Just because growing up not Jewish, it just feels like a very fancy funeral.
And then you show up and you're like, this is, I mean, not that non-sit Shiva funerals are a party, but they're really boring sit Shivas.
What do you do when you sit Shiva?
You wear all black.
Yes.
And you're not, it's not really a place of joy. You cover all the mirrors because you don't want any like human life reflection.
Yeah. Okay.
And
it also depends on how closely related you were to the person.
Okay.
Yeah. There's also, so at a wake, everyone's kind of in a room and talking about the, when you're at temple for someone's passing, there's a private room for immediate family.
Yes.
And then the others. And then, you know, when people say words, you're all in one room.
Yeah.
But for a while, it's like very broken up.
So you're wearing all black.
Yeah.
You're incredibly
you are.
Sad. Mm-hmm. You don't look in any mirrors mm-hmm. and you
no.
are alone. Mm-hmm. So that's my life.
So I, so I,
oh, do you also have a spread of deli meats in your house?
Yes. I sit Shiva daily. Bethany and Ashmias.
There is something really lovely about that though. You know, like the I have no words in my head today.
Well,
I'm really sorry.
It's a day.
What's
Can
nice
we
about
acknowledge that?
What's nice about sitting Shiva is particularly when you're a part of the immediate family of the deceased individual, it's not just a one and done thing like Christian funerals are often are. You're there for 7 days.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice that you take that much time out of your regular life and pay homage to this person.
I love that. 7 days. It's a long time. But
it's like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So because we're all in a mood today.
We have to vent.
We decided today is the day to vent. So we're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to get some stuff out there.
Who needs to flush?
We're going to get some flushing.
Not me. I'll leave it there.
I'm going to.
I let it simmer. I let it float.
It's for the next person.
That's their problem?
Or if you're going to shower right after, you can't flush because then the water temperature will fluctuate.
That's true.
Huh.
At least for me, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, oh, also, no names. If we have problems, no names.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all.
I don't know what that means.
Good. Then that means there were no names.
Okay.
Fine. What's, don't understand me.
What do you have on your list?
I'm annoyed with Kathleen right now.
Why?
Because she won't play with me.
Explain.
Nope.
Because... She's so vehemently against it, and you're not helping the situation, Kathleen. I want to do stuff with you bitches outside of just podcasting, and responses from Kathleen are always as follows. I don't hang out with people. Sounds great, but no. I've hit my social quota for the year.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't leave my house anymore.
Yes.
And it's in a range of those. And for a while, it's been funny, but like, I'm past it. It's not funny anymore. Why don't you want to spend time with me?
Well, thank you for the consideration, but I'm going to have to pass.
That's it!
Okay, so Kathleen, why don't you want to hang out?
No, because I just don't like leaving my house anymore. Unless I'm going to brunch next door. Actually, our new friend Amanda, who is on the Instagram account Don't Sit Home, lives next door, and I canceled on her tonight.
Oh, no. I'm going to text her after this and tell her to listen to the podcast.
So let's work through this and let's get to the bottom of it. Kathleen, why is it work? Because you are right now doing about 3 full-time jobs worth of work.
Yeah, I like being home. Don't you guys just like being home? Bethany, I know that.
I do. But you identify with us. But I'm trying to get to like the bottom of it. Yeah. So like, I like being home because I am also currently doing about 2 full-time jobs worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And with that comes some mental stress as well.
Yeah.
Plus all of the stuff that I have to do just for health stuff.
Sure.
So my schedule is so full that to do something outside means that I won't have any time alone that week. Like to hang out with friends means that I won't get any alone time.
Yeah.
Other than sleeping. So that's why I have to say no a lot. Now, what about you, Kathleen?
Okay, it's that, but then also being home is delicious.
See, it's the but then that makes me go like, play with me.
No, I thank you for your consideration. I'm going to have to pass.
I'm going to start taxing you whenever you feed me these lines. I would love to, and that sounds wonderful, but I'm going to decline.
Let's hang out in February. That's like a good month.
I have to book my appointments month in
I'm pretty free in February. How about you guys?
Okay, but I don't feel like, okay, now I'm getting irritated because I feel like I'm trying to figure out, is it literally like you just are so tired you don't want to leave your house?
Well, it's winter time. Well, it's almost winter time, and it's the holidays, so I'm ready to hibernate. I can go out once a weekend, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's my rule. It's about self-care. Yeah.
See, I'm going to check back, though, because if you're not booked up, then I'm going to be upset.
Well, have you guys ever gotten to work on a Monday morning and you were so busy the weekend before, you're like, damn.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not get to relax.
I'm allowed to have one night event a weekend. It comes down to that because I need so much sleep. And I get so little sleep during the week that if I don't get a chance to have one full night of sleep on the weekend, it just isn't going to happen for me.
See, that's fine. And I totally, if that's Kathleen's reasoning for not wanting to be my friend for the last 4 months, then that's totally fine. And I won't take it personally. And
we'll hang out in 2018.
See, that's...
No, but I have a friend, Chad, that we were trying to figure out a time to hang out.
Yeah.
And I literally had to say, what does your schedule in January look like?
Yeah.
And he commented back, are you serious? I said, yeah, this is what it is right now.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about people showing up to your house?
Hate it. Don't do it.
Hate it.
Don't do it. You guys, don't just show up because you don't know what I'm doing.
But if I text you and say I have muffins.
My house is a mess. I do not want you to come over.
So am I.
You're talking to like 2 super introverts. Yeah,
I really
dream
of living in that house or that apartment one day where like I would be emotionally free enough to have the ability to accept a drop-by.
Yeah.
But I don't have that emotional freedom.
Yeah, fine. I know. What my dream house is?
What?
A lighthouse.
Oh, God. That sounds
alone
nice.
On a rocky cliff somewhere in Maine where people don't go. And then I can live in that lighthouse. And then I can drive into town on my burro if I need supplies.
It's an episode of The Office.
Yeah.
A Nicholas Sparks movie?
Probably. If I need dry goods.
Bethany in the burro.
Or some linen.
We're out though in Maine.
Some calico. I can head into town and I can get it and come home.
I'm out of my... I'm out.
Alone time.
Soulmates in Portland.
I hope that burro goes to Jersey City because you're going to have to spend time with
me.
It does not.
It doesn't cross rivers.
Fine. That's my problem.
Okay.
Who has a problem?
All right.
I'm averting eye contact for 3 minutes.
Sam is so mad.
Okay, Sam, we will hang out with you.
Do you promise?
Before 2018.
Don't just say that.
It's not. We just hung out. You came over to my house
for
Halloween.
We did. I know. That's why I was mad at Kathleen for keep saucing me off. We need to have one movie night before 2018.
Sure.
Movie Fine. Nights are great. You go over to Kathleen's
house. I'll
come
to you. Yeah. I'm the person who's like, when you're like, where can we do it? Or do you have a preference? My answer is nope.
Is it still recording?
It's still recording.
Okay.
I want to come to Sam's house.
Yeah!
You have a big couch.
Absolutely. I have a nice couch.
You have a nice big couch.
I have a big couch and a tiny apartment. So when I was decorating, it was either get something that looks good for my apartment or be cozy. And I went with the be cozy and I don't regret it.
Smart.
Say the couch doesn't look right in the apartment because the apartment's small. But damn, you sit down and your butt's on like butter. It's nice. You got the butter ass.
Okay, can I bring up something that you guys are going to both disagree with me on?
No.
Always.
Okay. Okay, and I apologize in advance. And if this gets to be...
Apology accepted.
Okay, if this gets to be... So we're live streaming this on Instagram right now. So if this gets to be too much of a bummer, we're going to cut it out of the podcast. But so the people on Instagram will see it.
Bethany's pupils are dilated.
You said that we're going to disagree with you, so I'm rolling up my sleeves because I have to fight.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. So I've never said this on the big show before.
Okay.
Okay. I am not dating at all. And I refuse to date.
Okay.
At all. And here is why.
Wait.
Because all relationships end in either heartbreak or death.
No!
What the f***?
Okay.
False.
No!
No.
What?
How? Okay, show me. Give me an example where they won't end in either heartbreak or death.
Oh, good point. Crap. I was going to say The Notebook.
Nope.
But that was both heartbreak and death.
The first thing was horrible. Wait a minute. Wait, no. This is not a good enough reason, though.
Why not?
No, okay. Because everything ends
in
death.
Don't yell into the microphone.
I'm so sorry.
The Little Mermaid.
Because everything ends in death.
They were just married and then it ended.
And then it ended. Okay, so this is...
She got you. She got you there.
The thing is, like, so the last person that I dated, I trusted and, like, was convinced by many people around me that all of the signs were like, no, he's actually not an asshole, and he is showing you that he is interested in a very specific long-term kind of way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I found, and so I trusted that, and I actually, for the first time in a long time, let my guard down.
Yeah.
And then when I let my guard down finally and believed that maybe somebody would be interested and be kind, I found out he was also dating somebody else at the same time.
Oh, cool.
So
cool.
That was sort of cool. Like when you, that was like the, like, picture like a coal, and like a piece of charcoal, and it's all gray because it's all been burned out, and then you see like a teeny tiny little ember, and then you're like, there's an ember, and then someone walks by and like punches it with their fist.
No.
And there's no coal left, right? So it made me realize that life is
brain.
That was an excellent picture.
Thank you. It's a cartoon fist, by the way. It's not a real one. It's like a big...
I thought you were gonna have it go
someone beats it. My thing is like that. Like, I wasted so much of my time after that was spent on heartbreak and getting over it, that life is too short to have your heart broken and to have to spend it getting over stuff. That it's easier to not date and to spend your life without somebody, so then you can just, like, have friends and have your family.
Nope.
And then when you're dead, like, you don't have to worry that someone else died first and now you're all heartbroken again.
I have an analogy for you. And you're going to understand this.
Better than the embers?
And it's better than the embers. It's on par with punching embers. Okay?
Thank you.
You are going to connect with this, but you're not going to like that you connected with this.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
The logic behind dealing with the heartbreak of my loved one is dead, or he broke my heart and was cheat, whatever, all of these horrible things, is because it's a percentage of time for a greater, deeper feeling and being, which is the same exact reason people get pets.
I know. And okay? I'll tell you this. I love my pets so much, but I bought them in a moment of weakness.
You didn't buy them. You saved them in a moment of weakness.
I adopted them in a moment of weakness. And so I worry. Like, sometimes I just cry because I'm like, Loki is going to be gone one day.
Yeah.
Minerva is going to be gone one day. Mm. And it's going to be the worst damn day of my life.
But it's beautiful.
Is it worth it? Like, I have created such a wonderful life around myself and my family and my friends that the thought of letting someone else in only to know that they're going to it up somehow eventually by either breaking up with me or dying is just the worst. Like, it's like letting a burglar into your house and saying, "Hey, burglar, I appreciate your companionship, even though I know you're going to rob me blind."
Like, at least it's a burglar, though, which means it's nonviolent.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like, you know that the heartbreak is going to come. Why are you doing this?
I tease you because it's still worth it.
I think your burglar gave you Stockholm Syndrome.
I just think dating is dumb. And I see how many people are putting all of this time into it. They're going out with all of these different people. And I'm like, that's such a waste of time. You could have all of those nights to do other things that will, like, further your career or further a household project.
No.
Further the demolition you're doing to your garage.
Can I have a theory?
Yeah, what's please. Theory? I was going to say, can the married person in the room speak up and not just me, the single idiot who kills plants?
And
I believe in love!
I think that this theory means that we have to hang out. It means I have to leave my house.
No! Yay! The podcast has come full circle! Sam, I'm going to catch you doing something right. You didn't yell into the mic, and I'm so proud of you.
You stood up in your chair. That makes me really happy.
Thank you.
And you looked really cute when you did it.
I'm filled with joy. Kathleen, go on.
I think Bethany needs to date.
No.
In the suburbs.
No.
Bethany, I think that you are like a very chic, learned, sophisticated woman who lives in a big metropolitan city.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you are surrounded by sophisticated, chic, metropolitan guys. And perhaps that is not the best fit for you. Perhaps that is why you haven't found love. And I'm thinking of the past couple guys that you've dated, and they were city chic, sophisticated guys.
They were.
And I think that you might just find the love of your life in the suburbs.
I'll say this, like, the last two guys I've dated have both been as career driven as I've been.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the problem with dating guys in New York City, is because the reason you live in New York City is because you're there for your career.
Yeah.
No one goes to New York City to hang out. And like you go there to visit, but you don't live there.
No. Unless you're a trust fund baby and you live in Williamsburg, right, and you're going to paint.
Right.
Excuse me.
So, but like, when I go home to the Midwest,
yeah,
or when we were in Arizona,
mm-hmm,
for the Grand Canyoning,
yes,
those guys are super attractive to me because,
yes,
they're kind of like aw shucks guys,
yeah,
who are super low key and whatever. But I don't live in Arizona.
This is great because what Kathleen is suggesting, which I think is brilliant, is accessible.
Yeah.
You live near a PATH station.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want to date because it's like, not only now is it a relationship that's going to end, it's also, I also have to travel to get there.
Yeah, it's far away.
Or they have to come to you. No, be selfish and like me. I visited William 7 times. We've been dating for over a year. That guy's mileage is all my fault.
Yeah, Sam and I are both with suburbs guys.
Yeah, who are very generous when it comes to, like, you know, the kind of stuff that you would also appreciate someone being generous in.
And you can turn them into suburbs guys who are interested in city things, and it works out.
Yeah. William thinks I can't get a car because of parking. I can't get a car because then I'll have to meet him halfway.
No.
Come to me.
So where are we going?
Let's go to LL Bean.
We're not
Fairfield, New Jersey. We're going to go to Paramus.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not going to Paramus.
Paramus, New Jersey.
We're not going to Paramus.
We go to Flemington. I know that place is very low key, very chill.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to date at all.
Period. Ramsey, New Jersey.
You can say any name you want. You can say any suburb that comes to your head, and I still am not going to go there.
I'll buy you a parasol.
I don't care.
I have three. Bernardsville.
You closed your eyes when you said that. I think you care a little bit.
I care a little bit, but like,
you're gonna
not
take,
enough to date.
You're going to take that parasol to the suburbs. You're going to rock that parasol on a suburb cul-de-sac, and some guy is
going
to look out his window or maybe drive by in his minivan and go, "That right there. That girl with that parasol. That city girl. She is the girl of my dreams.
He has an herb garden.
He also has another girlfriend. I guarantee
it. No, you can't. Nope. That's not true at all.
It is totally true. Every guy. We did a Dirty Little Secrets this morning, and how many Dirty Little Secrets did people text in where they said, I'm dating someone else.
I'm not calling them the majority. They're the interesting few. That's why they called into a morning
dating
radio
someone
show.
Else. I'm dating someone else. I'm dating someone else. I'm also dating someone else. I'm sleeping with my secretary. I'm dating my ex-girlfriend's girlfriend.
Is there like group therapy for like, we're here for a person? Because like, I want to be there with Bethany, but it's not like, it's not tri-couple counseling.
I think that's called paint and wine. Yes, that's our activity! That's our activity!
Where everyone goes and paints a Van Gogh.
Yay!
So
that's what we are doing.
My issue with those paint and wine nights is it's the ugliest picture ever. No. And I'm going to be the jackass that goes in and is like, okay, based on these colors, I'm going to do my own painting.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a middle finger. It really doesn't matter. I'm going to do a middle finger at sunset instead of a palm tree on a beach.
I went to one of those with my producing partner because we were filming a web series episode at one of those paint places. Yeah. And everyone else painted it, and I drew a stick figure drunk with two bottles.
And it's still in your apartment because it is art.
It's the best. Everyone else wanted it.
So this is what we're going to do.
I just don't have room for a southwestern sunset over a mountain in my apartment. It just doesn't fit my decor.
Can we find a way to give them to listeners if they care enough to want one?
Yes, but we have to only go on a night where they're doing the scream. Some of them do the scream. And the fact that a bunch of white girls who are drunk on rosé are painting the scream and think they're going to even get close to it, that's what we need to do.
Or the bent over ballerina.
I'm done. Her two hands crossed at the wrists.
Or what is it? A bouquet of sunflowers.
I'm here to do an imitation Degas. I brought my own Merlot.
I love this. I like this. I feel better, which is good because I started this in a foul mood. I started in a foul mood. Guys, this ends up being the most for me self-serving podcast ever because I started complaining that Kathleen doesn't want to spend time with me after. And then in order to make Bethany's situation better, Kathleen's like, I need to spend time with you guys after. I could not have written a better script. I just want to thank you for being a part of my life.
Thank you for having us.
Do you have any other problems we need to work out?
I have a few of them, but...
Okay.
I have a list.
Do we have time to do more? What are we looking at?
I don't know. We're at 23 minutes, including the issues, so we're at only like 20 minutes.
Do we want to do a midway shout-out, Sam? I know you met a listener in Princeton this weekend.
I did. Oh, my gosh.
In the suburbs?
In the suburbs.
Where dreams come true.
Looking for places for you.
Where Bethany doesn't go to date.
We're going to go there. Okay, so I was in Princeton at a crepe place that Kathleen suggested. Mm-hmm. Okay? Jam and Crepes. They were amazing.
God bless crepes.
And I was so excited that I was the person to Instagram story a picture of my crepe.
Oh, very fancy of you. Yeah.
Really nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a 20-layer cake crepe.
Oh, did you have that one?
Yeah, that was nice.
That's what they're famous for.
Is that it?
Yes, nice. They've been on the Food Network with that one.
Well, then I'm very pleased. Well, I understand because holy crap, it was delicious. So I Instagrammed a photo of it on my story and then just walking throughout Princeton because it's, you know, not a place I go often. Plus, I'm looking for locations for Bethany.
Shut up.
So
Princeton would not be a bad place to find love.
I just want to call people microaggressions.
I think that should be the new this. Calling people microaggressions. Scratch that off. Fantastic.
Your microaggression is a reflection of yourself.
Okay, anyway, so crepes.
Really get in. So I'm walking in Princeton and I hear from a distance, Sam. So I turn around expecting to, you know, someone I know. And then she must have seen my face because she approaches me waving her arms like this in and out of an X going, you don't know me. You've never met me. I'm like, okay. And she goes, hi, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. My name is Lauren. This is my friend Heather. And we were just in Princeton and I saw your story, and we were at a cafe, and I said, I'm sorry, I gotta go. She's like, amazing. Sam's in Princeton, I gotta go find her. She promised her friend one lap, and then they go back to the cafe, and somehow we crossed paths on that one lap.
That's amazing.
She was so sweet and so adorable, and she took a picture, which flattered the hell out of me, and then she turned to William, she's like, hi, William. Like, she didn't do.
But we've been so incognito with his name by calling him William.
Bethany puts like two H's before the rest of me.
William. Okay, so what are their names again?
Love her, Lauren and Heather.
Oh, hi, Lauren and Heather. You guys are awesome.
I
gotta
repost the photo that she took because she's just the cutest. And you see it in her smile how genuinely glad she is that she made that decision to come say hi.
I have a shout out as well. And the sentence that's about to come out of my mouth, I apologize in advance. I hate myself too. I was taking a midweek calligraphy class. And I was sitting next to a very sweet girl, Jennifer, who said, are you web girl Kathleen from Alistair in the Morning Show and Acquired Taste podcast? And she was very sweet, and she listened to me banter about my terrible calligraphy skills the whole time. So thank you.
Oh,
hello, Jennifer. We appreciate you listening.
Yay. I like when people say hi.
I was taking a midweek calligraphy class.
That's the most Kathleen thing I've ever heard Kathleen say.
Hard.
I know, it's very, our friend Ron does it. It's very hard.
I commented on her Twitter.
Hard. Shout out, visit our friend Muran's website, preludepapery.com.
She's so fancy. She's the friend you went to the opera with, right?
Yeah, and she works for the Met Opera, and she did something for Game of Thrones, like for their latest season. She did a bunch of like press stuff to give out to different
things. That's a big deal.
Yeah, oh, it's huge.
Wow.
She's amazing.
Good for her.
You guys should calligraphy together.
She's so good.
Yeah.
No, I love this.
And I'm the worst.
And we have one more shout out, which we're moving to the middle instead of the end. Wax Cabin Candles.
Shout.
How amazing is that story? So I was in anthropology, as I unfortunately find myself.
Wait, can we take a break for anthropology?
Anthropalooza.
Just a quick interjection. I was having brunch this weekend with a bunch of friends, and my friend Greg, who doesn't have a serious girlfriend, and I say this and it will make sense, I was saying to somebody, I have a few things to return at anthropology, and he goes, oh, that's how you say it.
What?
And I go, well, how would you think it was said? He goes, I don't know, it's the IE. Thought maybe anthropology.
That's like the way Scary's dad would walk into
anthropology.
Anthropology.
If you're a brother or a father, and you know your wife likes that store, but you never address that store because you don't know how it's pronounced, it's anthropology.
It's anthropology.
Although from now on, I am saying anthropology. Because that makes me happy.
With your parasol spinning it behind you.
Oh, like God, that. No. Oh, Jasper, let's go to anthropology.
Sounds like a cafe that sells jasmine tea.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, we were talking about anthropology.
Anthropology. Sorry, Sam.
That's wax candles.
I was an anthropology.
Wax Candle Co. on Instagram.
I saw Wax Candle Co. candles on the shelf. And I pointed to them. I'm like, oh my God, I love those guys. Like, they have such great candles. I have one. Fantastic. A few days later, we get a message from the owner of said company saying that a buyer from Anthropology listens to our podcast, and we mentioned how much we love the candles before, so she bought them for the store because of our podcast.
Is that what that meant?
How freaking amazing is that?
So she sent them to us here on the podcast.
Yes.
And we talked about them on the podcast.
Like a year ago. Yeah.
And then you covered them in What's Trending on the Big Show, and a buyer for Anthropology who listens to the podcast and the Big Show then went to go check out her candles and purchased them for the whole chain.
How amazing is that?
Because we talked about it.
I thought she meant that she would, like, I thought she meant, like, she got, her candles got bought by Anthropology, and she was the one who loves the show, i.e. she was the one from Anthropology who loves the show.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Yay!
Her brunch candle is the bomb.
Great. It's fantastic.
And they're so pretty.
Yeah. It almost makes me feel like I'm really at brunch and I'm just in my apartment.
And it's one of those smells where you don't even need to have it lit. If I pass it by, like I leave the lid off, I pass it by, I smell it.
And we're not getting paid for this, by the way. We just love.
I'm just really happy that that happened. Good call, Anthropology.
Way to go. Go, Wax Candle Co.
I wonder how many boyfriends are listening to this in the background while their girlfriend is playing it, and he's going, yeah, that's right.
Oh. Wait, and if you're a girlfriend right now listening and you want your significant other to know how it's pronounced, turn up the volume right now. Ready? Right now. It's pronounced Anthropology. All right, that's all.
There we go.
There we go.
So that was okay. What now? Do we want to go back to venting?
I feel like we.
I just burped. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's a Lebanese food burp. So oh, I'm yeah. doing them too.
Good.
I feel like we maybe should save more venting for next episode.
Yes.
That's fine.
Whoops,
sometimes
I just broke your Sharpie.
I feel like, okay, not the good end. That's fine. Now it could be used as a weapon.
Yep.
Careful
I do this.
At that end.
Anytime a pen or a marker has that little thing that's supposed to attach it to your shirt pocket, I break it off.
Good. It's for nerds.
Kathleen just took a side.
Kathleen.
We're in a weird mood.
I'm in.
Can you put it in your pocket now?
I haven't slept.
Well, it looks good.
All right.
I'm allured.
What did we learn this week?
I don't know.
I learned that I don't like gross things, and I always think, oh, if I have a baby, I'm never going to be able to change a diaper.
Oh, yeah, they're gross.
Last night, I was cuddling with my kitty, and I'm, oh, kitty, you're so cute. Wait, what's that smell? What's that smell, kitty? What's that smell?
You're like looking in her eye.
Damn cat had a paw full of poop and litter. I'm going,
I made it for you.
Cat, I love you. And now I gotta clean you up.
Did you throw up or anything?
I didn't throw up, and I managed to get most of it out before filling the bathtub a little bit with water and tossing her in there and hoping that she would scatter around, freak out, and shake some of that poop off her paw.
You were hoping to cause a cat panic attack. A best case scenario was your cat freaks out.
I was like, great, can you now
Mom.
Dip your paw in the tub?
Good job, Mom.
I once had a similar experience where I was like lying in bed and I'm like, what is that smell? And then it turns out that one of the kittens had not successfully aimed when going number two.
Yeah.
And so they're Persians. And so it had sort of like gleaned onto their fur.
Yeah.
So there was poo fur. And I, instead of like doing anything, I just thought to myself, I hope they stay standing long enough for it to dry so I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And then just ignored it and went back to bed.
Yeah.
Tell me your relationship isn't worth it.
Pretty much.
It's love.
Uh-huh.
It's so loving.
You're the best. Stephanie.
What
did you learn this
week? Damn it, you got me first.
Okay.
Your microaggressions are a reflection of yourself.
It's such a stupid, horrible thing to call somebody.
But it's hilarious but when it's used in the ways you have used it.
It's just so absurd to call your good friend a slut when you're not being like, oh, you slut. It's just like, Sam,
slut.
You slut.
Oh, you know what I like even better than slut?
What?
Slut bag.
You whore.
You whore bag.
Kathleen's whole face just scrunched to a tiny sphincter.
Like, you slut bag. Well, my lips are very small, and if I get them really small enough, they look like a little anus.
They do. Well, they are. There are many different what are the sphincters in your body.
A tiny little anus mouth.
It works the same as your
We are not even drinking.
You guys, I am so sorry for this podcast. Sam, what did you learn this week?
I'm not sorry. I'm still grumpy. This helped a little bit. Just when you mess up, sometimes you just got to go with it.
Mm.
That's what I learned this week. So I have mild when writing, especially with numbers. I think I have a slight case of dyslexia. Like I constantly switch stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll spell out an entire word before I realize the front of the words in the back.
Oops.
And vice versa. So I do that with phrases a lot. So I just I used to apologize for it and say, no, I'm sorry. I meant blank. But now I'm like, no, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah.
I was saying goodbye to intern Lindsay, and I guess I was thinking, take it easy, but I wanted to say, have a nice day. So I told her, hey, take a nice day.
And you're like a girl who has a crush on a boy and can't speak.
I couldn't do it. And she turned back to me because she knew that something didn't sound right. And I had the pause where I was about to start apologizing for being born Samantha, but instead I did one of these where I'm like, and I just like waved. I smiled and waved. And she accepted it. And she definitely thought, was that intentional? Because there was so much like gumption behind my wave. Take a nice day.
No, you heard me.
You go take it because no one's going to give you a nice day. You go take a nice day.
Dude, she sits in a spot for the big show where she sees all the comings and goings, our sweet intern, our web intern, Lindsay, that she probably just thought you were doing a comedy routine. She probably just thought it was a bit.
That's you're doing how she feels.
You're doing a tight 2 minutes.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
But a tight two.
Yeah.
Bethany, what'd you learn this week?
I learned you got to find your anthem.
Can you stop drawing on your nails?
Drawing?
Did I just say that?
You said drawing.
Wait, ready?
Hi. Gonna own it.
Drawing.
I was the suburbs in her.
Simon.
Sorry.
There's your Jersey accent drawing.
My black nail polish is chipped, and so instead of I'm just going to color it in with the Sharpie. So I learned you need to find your anthem, and here is why.
My friend recently reintroduced me to Catherine McPhee's 2007 anthem, So Over It. Okay. And so I've been listening to it on repeat, and it's been helping me remind myself that I am so over it.
Yes. What's no it? Matter
what
exactly.
It, no matter okay. what it is. If it's like yesterday, I had a lot of phone calls I had to do, and you know how I love phone calls. And I'm like, you know what, Catherine McPhee, I am so over it. And it's okay because it helps you remember to put things in perspective. And it's not like I'm not going to do things with joy, but I'm not going to like attach myself emotionally to the act of doing them. I'm going to do them and like then I'm going to be so over it. Or like in college when I had a giant crush on Tom Rohde and he didn't love me back. And so I listened to Britney Spears Stronger because I was stronger than yesterday and my fear was nothing but a mile away. Mm-hmm. And my loneliness, is not killing me anymore.
Is killing me no more.
That was good.
That's all you need to do to be Britney. Yeah.
So
stronger.
Anyway, so find your anthem, whatever it is, and then like listen to it, and it'll help you through your thing.
I like that.
Wait, Sam, what's your anthem?
This is the anthem. Throw all your hands up. No. Yeah. Don't want to be. Why don't you want to go to the 90s
just
night?
Like you.
Because I have an event I have to go to.
Okay, that's
it's
fair.
The WebFest this weekend.
Fine, that's
speaking
a big
of which,
deal. Go ahead.
The New York City Web Festival is this weekend.
Yay!
My web series is up for an award. It
labeled.
Is. Go to labeledseries.com and please watch the first four episodes. We are working on editing episode 5.
Yes. And if you're watching now on Instagram Live, which we are streaming from Bethany's cellular device, you can link over to Labeled Instagram from one of her posts.
Yeah, Labeled Series on Instagram, on Facebook, on the website. We would love it. We would love it if you'd watch it and if you would tell your friends because we're really trying to get those hits up and show, I don't know, a network that it's worth, you know, investing
what it's worth.
In. Yeah.
You will
it's
not
worth.
Regret it. It's really funny, guys. And you can binge it and not all that long.
Yeah, it's the episodes are short. So we would love it if you'd watch it. Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram. This spells at Acquire Taste Podcast.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say. Guys, we want to possibly start a new segment on the podcast called Weird and Random Questions.
Yes.
So if you have a weird and random question that perhaps you're too embarrassed to ask your mother or your friends, or if it's something that you've just pondered about your whole life, send us an email.
Yes.
And acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com or hit us up in the DMs of Instagram or direct messages on our Facebook page, Acquired Taste Podcast.
And if you don't want us to recognize you, just make up a fake name.
Yeah. We love that.
Yeah. So we won't get confused because otherwise we'd love to say your name. We don't care.
We'll say your name.
Also, this isn't going to work because it's backwards.
Backwards.
But I was going to plug me and Kathleen on this since we're on Bethany's social. I'm at Sam_Rosalie, R-O-S-A-L-I-E.
And I'm webgirl Kathleen.
And then I didn't want Bethany to feel left out without a sign.
I am
but
here.
You're on her Instagram.
And go to iTunes, like us, subscribe, review. It really helps. We are trying to get up on those charts. We are trying to show people that we're worth being around and investing in.
And the more comments and the more positive stuff around our podcast, the more ability it gives us to connect with you. So that means we can maybe in the future go places with listeners.
That'd be amazing.
Send stuff out or
host events.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning up. Oh, Bethany's on low battery.
Okay.
I'm going to give you your phone now.
Alrighty.
We love you very much.
We love you.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.